Liz Truss, by the way, has got a book out. It's What You Do When You've Been Prime Minister, even though she was only Prime Minister for about 3.5 minutes. Slight digression, I am going to be fascinated to see how they promote Jacinda Ardern's book when it finally arrives. My assessment of her legacy is that it is increasingly dark, and as the cold hard economic reality of what she left behind is heaped upon us, more and more New Zealanders have realised how badly she duped us. In a Meghan Markle-esque kind of way, she is not to be seen anymore, anywhere. Just heard from occasionally through reports of speeches at conferences as she's feted by the lovies offshore. I find it hard to believe, for example, the publicist would place her in Whitcalls for a signing these days. Anyway, back to Liz. Sad thing for Liz is she makes a very, very good point when she suggests the West has about a decade to reassert itself and grab back everything it's lost of late. Whether it's a decade, who would know? But in a very short space of time, China, as she points out, has become something we didn't really see coming. They are not the world's friend, unless, of course, you do things their way. They need to engage, yes, but they don't like us or trust us. They spy, they infiltrate, they exert influence in increasing areas by way of money in pockets. I mean, look at Africa and increasingly the Pacific. Are they helping Russia in the war? Speaking of Russia, by the way, another problem. The IMF just yesterday tells us they will grow economically this year more than any other major economy on earth. Pick any country you like in Europe, the UK, Australia, Canada, Britain, the United States. They will beat everyone. How's that possible? Well, domestic consumption and oil. Oh, who are they selling oil to? The Chinese and the Indians. While the West has talked tough and rolled out those sanctions, Russia's kept growing. China's kept growing. BRICS, another grouping that's growing. That's one to watch. Liz Truss is seen, of course, as a failure as a Prime Minister, but on this, she is worth listening to. She is more productive out of office, ironically, than in it. And most importantly, she is right. The West are losing.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.